Daf is Daf Chaf Beis. So the Gemara says four lines down, the two dots. Amar lehen. Quoting from the Mishnah, Heichen matzinu b'medaber mevi carbon. Shezem medaber mevi carbon. So they ask a question. Rabbi Kiva says, but where else do we find the world of Shu is so different? We don't find anywhere else where a person makes a statement with a dibur and then he warrants a carbon. So just like that aspect is unique, so too in terms of the shiur of a kol shu is unique as well. And don't bring any kashas from elsewhere. So the Gemara says, "Velo, is it true? Nowhere else do we have medaber or mevi carbon? Vahare megadif. A person's megadif. Person curses Hashem, and then he could bring a carbon." Rashi quotes a machlokas that Rabbi Kiva holds that you do bring a carbon if a person violates megadif b'shogeg. So the Gemara says, "Medaber ve'osa kamrinan v'hai medaber ve'chotehu." We're talking about where dibur could create an iser, where you create an iser, shua creates an iser in yourself. A neder, we'll see in a second, could create an iser. But the world of Megadif is that your dibur creates a chet. It creates an avera. There's nothing iser. It doesn't create a chefse shel iser. It is an iser itself. It's a chote itself. And therefore, Megadif is a whole other world. Gemara says, v'harei nazir. Person says a statement, I'm going to be a nazir. So he's a nazir. That dibur creates an iser on himself, and he has to bring a carbon at the end. So that's an example of medaber umevi carbon. The Gemara says, no. Our mission in Shavuos is talking about mevi karbano al diburo ka'amrinam, where you bring a carbon because of your dibur. The high mevi carbon, the nazir who brings a carbon, is not because of his statement, it's rather lashiruye lechamrahu de kamaisi. The carbon isn't a reaction to his dibur. His dibur creates an iser. The iser exists. Now, if he wants to undo the iser, if he wants to now allow himself to drink wine, now he needs to bring the carbon. So the carbon is not because, again, direct result of the dibur. It's really in order to unravel the or allow him to eat or to drink the wine. So you have to figure out that it sounds pretty similar, but there's a conceptual difference there. V'arei hektesh, what about hektesh? If I say that this object is hektesh, so then that's usr. So, and that if I violate it, there's a violation of me'ila. If I eat it, it's me'ila, and you have to bring a carbon. So that's an example of a harei medaber umevi carbon. So the Gemara says, no. Our Mishnah is talking about osir la'atzma, where I create a personal iser. Shavua is an iser that only applies to me and results to a carbon if I violate it. As opposed to hektesh v'hai osar kola olam kula. If I say that this table is hektesh, everyone is going to be osir. So therefore, it's a very different case than the Shua, which is a personal Isser. So the Gemara says, what about one last option? V'harei konmos. What's konmos? Konmos is a neder where you say that this thing, I'm taking a neder upon myself, that this kikar is like a dover hektesh. Not actual hektesh, but you're comparing it to hektesh. And the halacha is that it's machlokes. Some say that if I violate a neder, which is koning, a neder that was using hektesh as a hatfasa, remember we spoke of hatfasa the other day, that this kikar is like hektesh. So some say that this kikar has a din of hektesh to it. And if I go ahead and eat it, I actually have to bring a carbon. It's like a violation of me'ila. So that is a dibur, which is a mevi carbon. So the Gemara answers, Kesavar, Rabbi Kiva holds, ein me'ila bekonmos. He holds that me'ila only comes from actual hektesh. But if I take a neder, which is created through a comparison to hektesh, that's not real hektesh. That does not result in any karbanos. So the only din in the Torah that we have that's medaber umevi karban is the world of Shavua, and that's the idea of Rabbi Kiva. Gemara now says, the Machloket we've been discussing yesterday about the shear of a kol shuv versus kezias. And according to Chachamim, you only violate shuv if you eat a kezias. Rabbi Kiva felt like Rabbi Shimon that you even a kol shuv would be part of that violation. The Gemara quotes Amar Rava, qualifies this Machloket and says, that whole Machloket is bestam. If no one ever specifies a shear, you just say shuv shelo ochel, everyone, that's the Machloket, is it mean kol shuv or does it mean kezias? Aval b'mefarish, if you say explicitly, shvua shlo ochal koshu, so then divrei hakol, everyone's going to agree, even the chachamim, that b'choshu, you're going to be aser. My time, what's the reason why? Mefarish nami kibirya dami. It's as if a birya, just like a birya, is an entity in its own right, it's an ant, that's considered chashiv, so too, when you specify koshu, that's going to be aser. So the Achronim all ask the question, what's the need to compare to a birya? It's very obvious. If I say shvua shelo ochel kolshu, that means a shvua is a kolshu. That's my das. Why a comparison to a birya? So Rav Achronim Asman and Rav Moshe both write the following idea. Since you say shvua shelo ochel kolshu, ochel indicates kezias, and kolshu indicates kolshu. There's a stira of mineo bay in that statement. Ochel is kezias and kolshu. So maybe that stira, because ochel always implies kezias, won't allow that shvua to take effect. So they say, since a birya, achila, can sometimes chal on a kolshu, namely the birya, so we see even achila, it can refer to a kolshu.
And that's a shir, though. You can make a Chatzi Shir is Mistar. No, it's still a Shir.
What do you mean?
I'm trying to say that kosher doesn't zestira to achila because yeah. It's not considered a shear. But
no, but achila that leads to a punishment or leads to a karban is only with a kazayis. Chatzis shear asma towards aser, but it doesn't have a punishment. Uh-huh. So achila always indicates a kazayis. If I say achila kosher, that's a stira. So since we find in certain cases that even achila could be chal on a kosher, namely in the world of Iberia, so then they said there is no stira anymore. Both achila and kosher are working in tandem. And therefore, it will create an iser, even a kolshu, afilu l'das har chachamim. Gemara then says another distinction, amr, another qualification, amr rava machlokis b'shelo ochel. It's all true when you use the lashon achila. I swear I won't eat. So then, is that a kazayis or is that a kolshu? Aval, but if you use the term b'shelo etom, I won't taste it. So then, divri akol b'cholshu. Then everyone agrees, even a small amount was included, is indicated with the word te'ima. It's a taste, even a kolshu. Pshita, of course. The team, of course, means a kosher. What's the chiddush? Mao, the same. What would you think? Litom nami kedami inshi. People say, come taste some chicken soup. You mean you're not giving your guest a kosher. You're giving the guest a spoonful, a kazayas. So maybe litom should be the way people normally speak. Kamash malam, when you say te'ima, in the context of a shvua, it indicates a kosher, and everyone would agree that a kosher would be a violation of the shvua. So Amar Rapapa, Rapapa says another qualification, machlokes b'shavuos. The whole machlokes about kolshu versus kezayis is only in the world of shavuos. Aval b'konmos, which we said was in the world of nedarim, divrei hakol b'cholshu. Everyone agrees, if you take a neder on yourself, that this kikar is asar alai, it's neder alai, konim alai, everyone agree, if I have a crumb of that bread, I violate the neder. My time, and what's the reason? Konimos nami kevin delo komidcha shema de'achila, since you don't say achila. A neder is Hare kikar ze alai. I don't say the achila is on me. I say this object is alai a konim. It's a hektesh to me. So since no achila is mentioned, there's no reason to think kazayas. It should be the shear. It's kidmifarish dami. It's as if you said a kolshu of this bread is going to be konim, is going to be usr al to neder upon me. So these are three distinctions of three examples where even the chacham will agree a kolshu is going to be usr. Either you say t'ima or you mifarish or you use lashon of konmos. Now the Gemara asks the following question. It's a bit of a tricky Gemara now about this last point that konimos doesn't require shear. Konimos would be violation even a kolshu. So the Gemara asks Meisive from the following brisa: Shnei konimos mitstarfin. If a person makes a neder and two different konimos, this bread and that bread, you're mitstarf them together. V'shtei shvuos. If you take two separate shvuos, eight mitstarfes. Two different shvuos will not mitstarf to a shear. Konimos is mitstarf to a shear. Shvuos is not mitstarf to a shear. Rabbi Meir Omer, Konmos, Kishvuos. Rabbi Meir thinks Konmos has the same din as Shvuos. So we're going to explain what this all means. So the Gemara says, from the very fact, though, that the Braisa says Konmos are mitzarif, that indicates that you need a shear, right? Without getting to the details just yet. Visakadaitach chayiv b'cholshu, that Konmos is chayiv by simply saying, Harei kikar zer alai, you're chayiv in a kolshu. So if it's true that chayiv b'kolshu, lama li litzarif, why is there a need for konmos having to mitzarif? There's no need for a shear, it's a kolshu. So that's the question on Rapapa, why if really konmos is aser kolshu, why does the Braisa say mitzarif? So the Gemara says no. This case of konmos mitzarifim is talking about damar achila mizu alai konim, achila mizu alai konim. You threw the word achila. A typical konim is without the word achila, and therefore there's no need for a shear. It's aser b'kolshu. But when you throw in the word achila, achila always makes us think of the word kazayis. So then we say, if you say this kikar is aser achila alai, and this kikar is achila zu alai, so then you need a shear of kazayis, you can be mitzarif both the konmos together. V'ayi dechati shear of this kikar. Dechati shear of that kikar, it's mitzarif to a full amount of a kolshu, I'd be kazayis rather, and you'd be chayiv a carbon and violating this konmos. So then the Gemara says, ihach, if that's the case, amai mitzarfos. Well, not even one. He says, "Sof sof zila lahachal lakashira zila lahachal lakashira."
Right, you don't need to mitzarif. Whatever he ate is
chayv. No, other way around. Neither one's chayv. I eat a half a kazayis of this one, half a kazayis of this one. Neither one is the shear. Who said you commit mitzarif? Two separate statements I had. Neither one should be usher. Now look what the Gemara says. Ihachi amai mitzarfos. Sof sof. In the end of the day, zila lahachal. Go to this kikar lakashira. I didn't eat a shear. V'zila lahachal lakashira. Who said I commit mitzarif? Two separate nedarim together. So the Gemara says, no, it's where Da'amar, where you said, Achila mishtehen alai konim. I said, I made one nether that if I eat from either one of these of kazayas, so then I'm chayiv. So in that case, so if you eat a half a kazayas from this kikar, half a kazayas from the other kikar, then it's mitzarif to the full shear of a kazayas. So the Gemara says, according to this logic, the kavase. So parallel to that, gavei shavuos damar shavuos shlo ochal mishtayim. So shavuos has to also be the same type of statement. I'm making a shavuos that I can't eat from either one of these loaves of bread. So if that's the one shavuos I took, am I aiming starfin? Why did the Braisa say above that by shavuos you can't combine the two tikkikars? I said one statement, including both breads. That should be certainly usher. So the Gemara says, Amara Pinchas Shiny Shavuos. Shavuos is different. Mitoch Shechalukos Lechataos A Mitztarfos. Because when it comes to Shavuos, if I take a Shavuos, Rashi goes explains, we'll see this in later on the Amud Beis here. If I make a Shavuos, say, one Shavuos, I swear I won't eat wheat bread and barley bread in one statement, you're not Mitztarf, those two will not result in two separate Chataos. So just look at Rashi for some clarity here. Rashi says, Shechalukos Lechataos, it's around 15 hour lines up. Mitoch sheshtei kikaros halalu chashuv mishtayim. Each loaf is considered something independent. Lin chatas b'shvuzu. With regards to a chatas, so im amar shvua shelo ocha mizu mizu. I take one statement. I can't eat this bread or that bread. And v'achal kazayis mizu, achal kazayis mizu. I eat a kazayis from each loaf. Behelam echa. Within one helam, chayv shatim, chayv two karbanos. We're going to see Amud Beis. Shvua shelo achal pas chitim, pas tzorim, pas kosmin. In one statement, v'achal chayv akol achas v'achas. You're separate. You chayv separate karbanos in each one. Even though it's one shvua, one statement, if you included different types, so then you're chayv individually. And it's based on a pasuk. Ma'asino le b'taras kohanim mivahar yakiyashem le'achas me'ela l'chayv akol achas v'achas. So if, even though I have one statement of one shvua, including all them, in terms of chatos, they're considered separate chatos. So just like the result in separate chataos, so too they're considered separate shiurim, and you can't combine them. There's a special gzeres akasav, as why you cannot. So again, the case here is why I said a neder, I'm not eating kikar A and kikar B, that neder combines the two together, that's why you're mistarif for the shiur. But shavua, even though I made one shavua that I can make a shavua I can't eat A and B, even though the statement connects them, the lach is they're not connected. Just like in karbanos, they result in separate karbanos, so too the shirim have to be viewed individually. So Gemara says now, ihachi, if that's the case, so Rabbi Meir, Omer, konmos, kishvuos, that he says konmos are like shavuos. That just like what? Just like shavuos are separate, you're not mitzvah for the shir, so too he holds konmos, you don't combine them either. You're not mitzarif them. So the Gemara has a problem with that. How could you say konos are not mitzarif? Bishma, I understand shavuos hol v'chalukos l'chataos, because we have a special gzeres akasav that shavuos is separate by karbanos, so too they're separate by the shirum. Ela konos and milo. Where do you have any other motto that konos, you can't combine them together? So the Gemara responds, epoch, we have to switch out Rabbi Meir's statement and say, Rabbi Meir omer, shavuos b'kikonmos, b'lesa d'Rab Pinchas. Really, Rabbi Meir holds that konmos are mitzarif. Everyone agrees konos are mitzarif, and he thinks shavua is just like konim, that it too is mitzarif. Ah, aren't they chalukim in regards to chatos? He doesn't hold that klal by Rabbi Pinchas. Even though the karbanos are separate karbanos, when it comes to mitzarif b'shiurim, he thinks that you can be mitzarif b'shiurim just like konos are mitzarif b'shiurim. So Gemara says that's all one explanation. Then comes along Ravina, he explains differently. Again, Rapapa, he's explaining Rapapa. Rapapa above said that in the world of konmos, you violated with a kol shu. But this price we said says konmos are mitzar. If you need a shear, so do you need a shear or do you not need a shear? So Ravina says amara ki kamara papa. And Rapapa says that you violate the koname with a kol shu. That's linen malkos. All you need to do is eat a tiny piece of that bread. You're going to get lashes if you did it b'mezid. Kitanya, when the Brice is referring to mitzarif konmos, that's hahilin and karbon, debin and shavapruta. That's respect to that if you violate koname, if you assume koname is mamish like a hektish, and therefore it will result in a chiyam me'ila, so you need a shear. What shear do you need to get a karbon? You need a shear not of a kazayas, but a shear of a shavapruta. So it's mitzarif to a shavapruta to be chayv a karbon. But with respect to be chayv malchus, unmazed, so then you will be chayv even in a kol shu. Okay.
There is
Me'ila
and Korban?
So Korban is when it's Beshogeg, and Mezid is...
There's Malkos and...
No, Malkos is Mezid, and Korban is Beshogeg. So then I'll review. When it comes to violating a nether, if you violate Bemezid, if it's a Kol Shu, Bemezid, you get Malkos. If you violate the Konim Beshogeg, so only if you have a Shavapruta are you going to be Chayv the Korban. Less than that, you're not Chayv the Korban. Now, just keep in mind, I mentioned this before, when the world of konmos, when it comes to real hektish, So then you're chayiv a carbon, everyone agrees. When it comes to nidarim that are like hekdesh, that's a machlokas. So the Gemara never really addressed it head on, but there's that that underpinning here. They're arguing there. Earlier we held that ein me'ila ba konos. Now we're assuming yesh me'ila ba konos. There is a carbon. Gemara now says last few lines here. Lameimra, the savri rabban, is this to assume that yesh the rabban hold yesh me'ila b'konos, that they hold that there would be an isra me'ila, meaning there would be a carbon for violating a konim? V'hatan, it doesn't the brayso say kikar zu hektish? If you say this kikar is hektish, so the halacha is now really it should be kektish. Tosfos and Amar Beis says it's kektish because if you really say it is hektish, that's real me'ila. We're talking about kikar zu kehektish v'achla, and someone goes ahead and eats it. Bain hu, bain chaver, whether I eat it, who made the hektesh, made the nether, or you ate it, mal, it's a violation of me'ila. Lefikach, yesh lapidon, therefore, since it's also to everyone, it has a din of a hektesh, and it could be poed. It's considered a like hektesh, and there's a pidon, but hektesh. Kikar ze, kikar zualai hektesh, if I say that this kikar is on me like hektesh, it's a personal thing. Humal, it's personal to me, I violate Mila, but Chaver, if you go ahead and eat my bread, then Lomal, because I didn't create an Isser to everyone. And therefore, since it's not a real din of Hekdesh, it's only an Isser, Hafikach ein la Pidon, Divi Rebbe Meir. Because again, Pidon only works when there's real Kedusha, Shabbat. How do you know whether there's real Kedusha? If it applies, the Isser applies to everyone. If it applies to me, there's no Isser Bechefta, it's only Isser in the Gavra. That you can't be poted. That's Divi Rebbe Meir. Come along, Chachamim, now, and they say in Amud Beis, Chachamim Omrim, Bein Hu, Bein Chavero, Lo Maal, the Fish Ein Mila Bekonmas. No matter whether I eat it or you eat it, you're never going to have to bring a carbon because they hold there is no Mila, there is no din of carbon by Konmas. So we see now Chachamim hold there is no Mila by Konmas. But we said above that Yesh Mila Bekonmas, that you need a Shavapruta to violate and to bring a carbon, Mitzarif the Konmas and Mitzarif Lashir. So do we assume that there's me'ila by karbanos or not, by nedarim or not by konmos? And the Gemara says, ipach. Let's switch it around. Echad zeh v'echad zeh, lomal, no one gets me'ila. We're switching everything around now. Lefi she'ein me'ila b'konmos, divi Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is the one who holds now, ein me'ila b'konmos. No one ever violates me'ila, whether to hekdesh alai or hekdesh to everyone else. But Chachamim say, omrim, hu ma'al v'chaver lomal. I, who took the nether, will violate Mila. I bring a carbon. You are not going to bring a carbon. So here we see Chachamim are consistent that Yesh Mila Bekonos.
This is when he says, Areze Hekdesh or Areze Kehekdesh.
Has to be Kehekdesh.
Then Kehekdesh, why would there be Mila?
That's the Chiddush here. That's what they're saying. If it's actual Hekdesh,
no,
everyone...
Then for yeah. Sure, but I mean, what's the... Like, why would... Because he's not really making it Hekdesh. He says it's us on him.
But that once you're using Hekdesh as the model, as the source, it has the same din. Yeah. So Gemara now says, Ihach, if that's the case, that Rabbi Meir does not hold... let's say positively. He holds Ein Mila B'Konmos. Ihach, Rabbi Meir Omer, Konmos Kishvuos. So he says, Konmos are like Shvuos. What does that mean, Konmos are like Shvuos? Ella konmots it's tarufei hu dilo mitstarfei in the habamina that konmots are not mitstarif. He holds ha meila isbu. He just holds you can't be mitstarif. But if let's say you ate a konim, you ate a kikar that had a shear in its own right without having to be mitstarif, that would indicate that Rabbi Meir holds you would be chayiv a carbon. There is meila by konmots. But we just said above v'ha'amar Rabbi Meir ain meila b'konmos. So there is a contradiction with how Rabbi Meir is being presented here and how he is being presented earlier. So the Gemara says, no, that really, he's responding to the Chachamim. Lididi says, Rabbi Meir, according to me, ain't Mila Bekonmos. I hold, there is no Mila Bekonmos, fine. But Lididchu, according to you, that you hold that there is Mila Bekonmos, Odili, you should admit to me, Mihas de Konmos Keshvus. You should agree, though at least the konmos shouldn't be mitzarif to a shear, like shvuos is not mitzarif to a shear. Yeah, you think that there is konmos, there is me'ila by konmos, but you shouldn't allow it to be mitzarif from two different pieces of bread. Just like shvua, you cannot be mitzarif two pieces of bread. So the Chacham respond back to Rabbi Meir, Rabbanan shvuos ika derapinchas, konmos leka derapinchas. No, only by shvua are we not mitzarif shear because we held the din of Rabbi Pinchas, just like shvuos are distinct. When it comes to karbanos, they're distinct with regards to creating, connecting shirim. But when it comes to Nedarim, when it comes to Konmos, we never have that concept of Pinchas, and therefore we can be Mitzarif to a Shir. So in the end of the day, what happens here is, Rabbi Meir holds Ein Konmos B'mini, Ein Mila B'Konmos, and Chacham holds Yesh Konmos, Yesh Mila by Konmos. Okay, the Gemara now says, Amar Rava, Shavua shel ochel v'achal afar pater. A person takes a shavua that I'm not going to eat, and he goes ahead and eats dirt. So he's pater because he ate something that's not barachila. By Rava, let's say you say shavua shel ochel afar. My statement is I'm making a shavua that I cannot eat any dirt. That was part of your shavua. So now you can't eat dirt, even though it's inedible. So Bekama, how much do I need to eat? How much dirt do I need to eat that's going to violate the shavua? Kevin damar shlo ochel. I use the word achila. Does that mean daitei ach kazayis? Achila always indicates kazayis. So I need to have a kazayis of afar to violate the shir, the shua. Oh, Dilma, perhaps kevin delab bar the la midi dachli in shehu bechol shu. Or since afar is inedible, when I said afar, I meant even a kol shu, even a tiny piece of dirt will be violation, and the Gemara ends off as a teku.
So this is Rabbanan, not Rabbi Akiva, right?
This is Rabbanan, not Rabbi Akiva. Why?
Rabbi Akiva would hold on everything. Anything is kosher, right? So the only question would be if he's higher.
All right, yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I guess even in this case, he would indicate.
Right.
Yeah. I think so. So then the Gemara says, "Bai Rava Shavua Shel Ochal Chartzon Mekama." Person says, "I'm making sure I won't eat the pit of a grape, which is considered inedible. People don't eat pits. So what's halacha? But you eat it when it's a part of a whole grape, but you don't eat them independently. So how many grapes seeds do I have to eat to violate the iser?" Since normally a person eats a grape seed along with the whole grape, so it normally comes in a kazayis, it comes as a package deal. So when I took the shavua, it means I can't eat a kazayis of grape seeds. Odim, or perhaps, since people don't eat it separately, he really was referring to, let's say, one pit, one tiny grape seed would be sufficient to violate the iser. So Gemara is not sure again, the Gemara ends off as a teku. So Bayer of Ashi, Vashi now asks the question, Nazir, Sha'amar Shavua Shal Ochal Chartan Bekama. When he says that Nazir, who we already know is Asr, he already has a Shavua that he's not allowed to eat grapes at all, but let's say he makes a Shavua, I can't eat the seed of a grape. Bekama, how many grape seeds does he have to eat to violate the Isser? Do we say, Keva and the Kazayis Isur Deraisahu? Ki kamashaba ahatera kamashaba, v'daita mashu. Since for him, we don't know in general, when a person makes a Shavua and a Chartan, we don't know if it's a Kazayis or not. But when it comes to a Nazir, well, already it's also for him to have a kazayis. So he must have been making an Isser on something less than that. So even one date, sorry, even one grape seed would be an Isser. He's Mishtabe on that which is Mutertim right now, which is one grape seed. Oh, Dilma, Kevan, Damar Shalom Ochel, he used the Lashon Achila, maybe Daita Kazayis. He's referring to a kazayis of pits, in which case it wouldn't be Chal, because Ein Shvua Chal Shvua. He already is Usser to eat grape seeds of a kazayis amount, because he's a Nazir, so this second Isser wouldn't be Chal either. So we don't know what his Das is. So what's the idea? How do we paskin here? So the Gemara says, Tashmad Shvua Shalom Ochel V'Achel Nevelis. The guy said, I can't eat anything. He ends up eating Nevelis with Shefas, with Shkatzim, Ramasim, Chayef, because he ate something. Rabbi Mishuman Pater, Rabbi Shimon's Pater, because he ate something that's lava mutter. And therefore, you don't violate the Isser. It's already mushba bahar Sinai. I already know I can't eat in Vela and Shrasim and Rimasim. The Shua was never chal on those items. The Havibin Abba, they explain, according to the Chachamim, Amai Chayiv, why would you think you're Chayiv for eating these things? Mushba ve'omid bahar Sinai. You already Chayiv and keep the Shua, and ain't Shua chal Shua. So the Gemara explains that we saw the other day, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan, and Dami Kulu, they all hold, B'kol Dvarm HaMutarim Im Dvarm HaAsurim. They included things that are mutter, once the Shavuot Chal and Dvarm HaMutarim, it's Mechal and Dvarm HaAsurim as well. Reish Lakish says differently, Amar, Yata Motzi, the only way you could find it is, Ela Ibn Farish, Chati Shir Valibu Derban, where if you explicitly say, I'm making an Isser Shavua on the half a Shir of Nevela, and therefore it's Chal, or Ibastam, according to Alibi the Rabbi Kiva, who holds a Shavua is always Chal on a Kol Shu, you don't have to Mefarish it. Damer Adam Oza Asma B'Kol Shu. So in that way, it's the Shavua is Chal on the less than Shir, the Chati Shir, which is not Asr Mehar Sinai yet. Now, Tosa points out, even though Chati Shir is Asr Mehar Torah, it's not B'Chal, the Shavua of Har Sinai. There's an Isser, but it's not part of the oath that we are kept to by Shavua. So the Shavua can be Chal even on a Chati Shir. So the Gemara says, we see, Vaha Nevela, the mushba va'omid bahar sinaihu, the chichartan legavi nazir dami. Now it's compared. Just like a nazir can eat a kazayas, so too we can eat a sheer kazayas of nevela. And yet we see the time of the parish. Only because if you say for Rabbanan, you specify a chati shir, I want the shua to be chati shir, will the shua be chal? Ha lo mefarish. If you don't explain a chati shir, so then the daite, the stam das, is always on a kazayas. And it won't be chal on the less than a kazayas. Shma Mina. So we see from here that the Nazir, even though he says a Chartzan, Estam Das, whenever you use the Lashon Achil, it's always in a Kazayas. In which case, for the Nazir, it won't be Chal, because Achil means a Kazayas. He already is Aser to have a Kazayas of Yayin, and therefore the Shir, the Shua, is not Chal. So now the Gemara says, Ella, Tifsho, now we've established that whenever Achil is used, it always means Stam Das is on a Kazayas. We could go back and answer a Suffolk we had earlier. Tifsho, Dibai, Rava, Rava asked, the Shvua Shlo Ochal Afar Bekama. I make a Shvua, I can't eat any dirt. How much dirt do I need to eat to violate the Shvua? Tifsho, let's answer, Da'ad Ika Kazayas. The Ha Nevela Kafar Dami. Nevela to you and I are simply like dirt. It's worthless to us. So therefore, the time at the Farish, only because I said I want the Shvua to be on a half a shir, Khati shir. Hello, Parish. If I didn't specify that, Daita Kazayas, the Stam Das is on Kazayas. So too, we should say, the Stam Das and Afar is on a Kazayas. So I only violate the Shavua by eating a Kazayas. Just like by Nevela, the Stam Das is on a Kazayas. Gemara says, no, you can't compare Afar to Nevela. Afar la bar chilu, it's not edible at all. Nevela is basachila. Nevela is edible, the Aryahu Diravya Alayu. But there's a lion, there's a defense around it that doesn't allow us to eat it in the way, but it is a davar achila. So when you mention a shavua on something that's edible, so stam das is on kazayas, even though there's an isser in the way. But when you talk about something that is not edible, then the suffolk still stands. Let's run through this mishnah quickly, or should we wait till tomorrow?
We can go.
Yeah?
Whatever's preferred.
I don't know, what time do you think? 20?
You're running out of time.
Okay, let's stop. We'll stop here. We'll do a mission tomorrow. It's very quick. And everyone has...